He was in a deep sleep when he heard it. It was a crackle on the baby monitor, the kind of noise he would hear when Nathan was readjusting himself in the crib. He sat up in the bed and stared at the baby monitor, waiting for the green light to ascend to yellow and then red. But it stayed green. Everything was fine. He lay back down and closed his eyes. Almost immediately, he heard the thing he hoped he would never hear in the middle of the night, the unmistakable creak of the side rails being let down on Nathan's crib. "Daddy!" he heard Nathan say through the monitor, but it wasn't a distressed or sad voice. It was a happy voice. Maybe he finally figured out how to let himself out. I knew I should have gotten him a toddler bed by now, Tyler thought as he got out of bed, sighing. He was all the way to the doorway of his bedroom when he heard a deep voice traveling through the baby monitor. His heart sank into his chest. Every hair on his body was standing straight up, and his heart felt like it would explode. He reached into his sock drawer and pulled out his pistol, a Glock 17 that his father had given him when he moved out. "Here, kid, take this, and try not to shoot anyone unless you really have to." Tyler turned the handle to the bedroom door to pull it open, but it wouldn't budge. He started to panic. "What the fuck?" he yelled. He thought about shooting through the door, but he didn't want to accidentally shoot his son. He yanked again and again on the door, getting more frustrated, more defeated with each pull. He looked under the door to see what he could see. Feet. Anything. Nothing. He backed up as far as he could and flung himself against the door, but right before his body connected with the door, only an inch or so away from the wood, he was flung backwards in a terrible crash onto the bedroom floor. His head was filled with awful thoughts, and he could barely keep himself from getting sick. He pulled himself up onto all fours, doggy style since he was fucked anyways, and reached for the gun. He stood and turned to face the bedroom window. Without thinking, he pointed the gun at the window and pulled the trigger 3 times. Shots fired. He picked up a shirt from the floor and wrapped it around his right hand, using it to punch the remaining glass out of the frame. Tyler then jumped out into the warm, sticky, repulsive night. He circled the house, noticing that all doors were closed and all lights were off except for his and Nathan's bedrooms. There, Tyler stood in the front yard, wearing nothing but his boxers and wielding a 9mm pistol. The adrenaline coursing through his body was shooting painful spurts of hatred through his spine.